Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, he is absolutely more vulnerable than 2018 and 2022, but who will or can beat him? That is the opening question. What if we had? Hi, everybody. Here we are at 12:07. Today's opening question. Then you'd have a...
It would be better than that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Like, what would it be? What sound effects would you have? And then I'd jump in. Today's opening question, sponsored by maybe a business.
Sure, that would be good.
Where your questions are asked and answered at Malibu Skybox. They'll provide all the answers to you. I'm just picking up on your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think about the opening question?
I think it could be better.
Yeah.
Maybe Adam should sponsor it since he's Ask Adam Anything.
He is. And he's asking for sponsorships. He is. All right, let's get to it. I'm not going to talk with that pukey radio voice the whole time. Maybe occasionally. Hi, everybody. Let's go to Dave. Dave's on the buzz lines. Let's go. The talk feedback lines. All right, who can meet him? And who's really excited about this? Tim Walz is. I assume Gwen is. I assume the family is. I assume all the animals. They have a lot of animals. Those are my two questions. Who can beat a more vulnerable Tim Walz? Clear cut. No debate. Is anybody going to say he's in a better position than he was in 18 and 22?
No.
No. If you do, go ahead and make the case to us. 651-461-9226. And who is really, really excited about this? The Walz family, the most ardent Tim Walz supporters. And I think that's the ballgame. I really do. Poll after poll shows his popularity. But that trip poll a few months ago was pretty clear about the idea of his popularity compared to your excitement for him running again. It's clear the fraud, the endless amount of fraud in this state. As Joe Thompson told us, like when I said, how about a billion fraud? And Joe Thompson got a billion. What are you talking about? It's going to be way more than a billion. Fair or not, and clearly some of it's fair, to act like, oh, they just, all this fraud is taking place and the governor has doesn't have to be accountable at all. Okay, where are you smoking? That plays a part. The fatigue plays a part. When did I change on term limits? 15, 20 years ago? Yeah, term limits. It stinks that we'll lose some really good politicians. But I'll take that over the perpetual individuals who are there over and over and over again, and the money they have, and the further to the right and left that they go. The trifecta. Okay, yeah. The folks further to the left like the trifecta. And clearly, the Republicans didn't like it. I think there's tons. I think the polling's clear. It's a high number of the moderates. The folks, I know I criticize Donald Trump a lot, but this is just an indisputable fact. In the last statewide election in 2022, when the governor was up and other key positions were up, I'm not going to tell you who, but of the four races, I voted for two Democrats and two Republicans. I think Donald Trump was wholly unqualified. I'm not a supporter of MAGA, but there's still plenty of qualified Republicans. The trifecta is going to hurt him. His insulting comments are going to hurt him. I get excited when the Tesla stock goes down, joking about Donald Trump's health. That is not going to help him. My last interview with Paul Wellstone was fairly testy, about a month out before the horrifying events, the plane crash where the senator died, his wife died, and other key allies died. And I just tried to get him to admit, because he had said, he said that right when he ran. And I just tried to get him to admit you like the job. And he said, Chad, no, I need to do this. I'm like, fine, but just admit you like it. Politicians, so often, Dave will say, I have to do this. You also love it. Just admit it.
Of course.
You love it.
Your little power, name recognition. You get on a Sunday show once in a while. The paycheck ain't bad.
Being the governor is a good gig if politics is your game. Who's most disappointed today? I'm going to go Amy Klobuchar, Keith Ellison, Steve Simon, in some order. Because there have been too many connected people who have told me, listen, let's just be honest about, we could grab the Keith Ellison soundbite when he was at the fair. And I basically said, you want to say that no, you will not be pursuing the governor's position if Tim Walz announces that he's not running for re-election? Didn't hesitate for a second. No, Chad, I'm not going to say that. That's crystal clear he was going to run. Steve Simon was clear he was going to run. And by the way, if the senior senator would have run, she was going to win.
Yeah, it's over now.
Now, I'm going to ask more questions here. 651-461-9226. 0 to 10, the likelihood a Democrat who would have a chance to beat Tim Walz in the primary actually runs against him. 0 to 10, 0.2.
I was going to say 0.1.
Yeah. I would like to see it.
Be great. Competition. Let's go.
I'm all for the competition, and I'm also two terms. It's been a good run. Let's move on. Republican, two terms. It's been a good run. Two terms is enough to be the governor of this state, correct?
I think it is. I'm not offended that it's three. If it was only one, I'd be okay with that, too.
I think 8 years is plenty. I don't know what this means for his presidential aspirations. He's certainly in a lot better position to run as the governor of the state and to say, I'm the first ever three-term governor in the state of Minnesota. And they'll try to convince Purple State, look what he did with bipartisan in the 2025 legislature. Tim Walz clear-cut has moved to the left as governor. It's indisputable. From where he was as a congressman, he clearly has moved to the left. He has a lot of money. The Democrats versus the Republicans in this state, as Roger Maltby once said about Tiger Woods as he hit a seven iron out of the hay on one of the most gorgeous holes in the planet, the sixth hole at Pebble, when he would go on to win by, let's go with 15 strokes, and looked like a shot where everybody else was hitting sandwich out and he hit up there on the apron on the green. Roger said, it's not a fair fight. A lot of times the Democrats versus Republicans right now, with the money they raise and the big-time supporters they have, the money disparity is enormous. Having the endless TV and radio coverage in the metro area is an enormous advantage. So who can beat him? Kendall Qualls, to me, and we've interviewed him a couple times, is a lot of talking points. He's a lot, I mean, He turned Dean Phillips, when he ran against Dean Phillips, into AOC. And he's not close. He just isn't. He's a Democrat, no doubt. But, and Qualls has is an impressive person. But there's just a lot of talking points. Scott Jensen, again, which Scott Jensen is it? When we had him on and he was kind of testy. Scott Jensen, to me, is going to the right against Scott Jensen. Not the Scott Jensen, the senator, state senator, who clearly worked with Democrats. Not the Scott Jensen who was in here, what, 2 years ago and talked about the mistakes he made in moving too far to the right. I think Scott's still out to the right. Out to the right is not going to win. I'm not saying a Democrat has to give up being a Democrat. But you can't get manhandled like the Vikings offensive and defensive line did on Sunday night regarding voters in the metro area. You can't lose like 8-2 out of 10. You've got to do something. Kristen Robbins, I need to see more. The fact that she's on that fraud committee, the fact that she's worked bipartisan, a female, helps. Does this cause any bigger names come in? I think if the Speaker of the House came in, she becomes the favorite to win the Republican endorsement, don't you?
After the last year, yes.
Yeah. Again, we would have to see how Lisa Damith is on a regular basis, on a lot of issues. But we interviewed her 4 or 5 times here. I've heard her interview a number of times. She is a smart, impressive candidate. Does this cause anybody else to get in the race?
What if Pete Stauber jumped in?
He's the X factor. I think if he jumps in, pending how MAGA he wants to be, if Pete Stauber runs a statewide race the way he did when he first won that seat, you have a very competitive race. But if you're going to run statewide and just completely embrace Donald Trump, and I know Trump came close in 16. He absolutely did. I just think, Dave, if a Republican is going to win, and we want the horse race on this show, I want a competitive race. I want it to be close. I want it to be interesting. I want it to be fascinating. I want it to be controversial. I want it to be interesting, as opposed to what it's been the first two times when Tim Walz ran. Blowouts. He won by 7 points. So, Dave, which Republican can make up those 7 points? Clearly, the fraud, the fatigue, and the outside comments hurts them to some level. But to the level when Democrats are saying, really? I was much more excited for Simon or Klobuchar or Ellison. Are they really going to do something and say, I'm going to vote for fill in the blank, Kendall Qualls. I'm going to vote for Kristen Robbins. I'm going to vote for Pete Stauber. Again, I would love it if our guy Dean Phillips just jumped in the race and said, I'll be the third party person right now. You got, let's just go with Qualls here, Walls here, I'll be in the middle. I don't see any scenario where he's going to do that.
No, I don't think so.
Nope. If Walls didn't run, would he have watched and witnessed how it was playing out and maybe jumped in? Not if it was Klobuchar. No, he doesn't have a death wish. Because Klobuchar, if what if Klobuchar says, I'm still going to run? That would be delicious. She's not going to do that, though.
No.
Which Democrat is most likely to still run against Walls?
One we've never heard of.
Yeah. And we'll probably get a Democrat or two that are going to run, but not viable.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for them.
And another one of our guys, regulars on the show, Pawlenty's not going to run.
No.
Mm-mm. Pawlenty
the party's already told him very clearly they don't want him anymore.
Yeah. And again, you know, he lost the primary in 18, mainly because he had the audacity, the temerity to just to tell the truth about Donald Trump. And to a level where if the two of us are tens, he was like 10%. But because he just talked about the discourse and some other areas, it was held against him. And Jeff Johnson, wonderful guy, who was whipped easily by Dayton, they ran him again. You know, we see political surprise. So I've raised a lot of questions here. Who's excited about this? Who can beat him? Do you think a Democrat's going to jump in? All sorts of feedback I'd love from you on Tim Walz announcing. By the way, we know why they waited for the State Fair now. The video they put out yesterday is just filled with him walking around the fair.
Loves the fair.
Loves the
fair. Big fan of the fair.
That's why they waited until the fair. And then this speech, he's in the car and he's doing hope. They know how to put together the presentation.
Got the dog in there, too.
So has the dog in there.
Come on, buddy. Come on. Let's go.
Come on. Trying to be as relatable as possible. I threw out a lot for you. What do you want to say? Let's go. Calls and texts. Let's get plenty. 651-461-9226.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's our theme today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, if I told you this is the tune Natural by Imagine Dragons, what would you think?
Robert Redford died in his sleep, and we're honoring Robert Redford with tunes tied to movies he was essential to.
100% correct. Well done.
Among the, and we're going to talk with a guest, Peter DeBruges from Variety.
Their chief film critic.
Okay.
Big dog.
At 1:35 on Bob Redford and his remarkable career. Come on, Chad, pull some strings. Dean Phillips, convince him Minnesota needs him. he's not going to do it. I'm all in on Dean Phillips. He would be a different candidate, someone who tells the truth no matter what. I'd vote for Dean Phillips in a second. Okay? I would. Absolutely. Among the texts, keep coming in. 651-461-9226. Happily voted for Walz twice, but that's enough. I think he and all of his aides are kidding themselves. They can defend against the love of fraud that continues to come out. Even if he magically wins with some gun legislation, the fraud is a huge rocker on his neck. Would love for Steve Simon to run. Thanks, Chad. I think Steve Simon would love to run. That's my question, though. 651-461-9226. The voters that we're seeing, I heard some of this. Listen to Adam and Jordana, too. Democrats are saying enough for whatever reason. It's fine. We enjoyed it. Move on. But when it comes down to Walz and Robbins or Walz and Qualls, or maybe it's Damoth, are Democrats actually going to say, because of the fatigue, I'm not voting for him? I'm going to vote for somebody who politically I disagree with on 7 out of every 10 issues just because I'm holding a person who's close to me politically more accountable for the fraud, for going too far with the surplus. And so I'm going to say, let's try something different. And it's not somebody within my party. I don't think that's going to happen.
Democrats, no way. Independents who voted for the guy once or twice because he seemed folksy and more normal than what you got from the GOP, maybe.
Yeah,
but a lot will have to.
Lots of texts coming in. Let's see. Julie Coleman, curious if she's going to run. She keeps being evasive about that when she's been on with Adam and Jordan. She's a very good interview. I really enjoy what she says. Maybe she's waiting for the right time. I don't know. I get the sense this isn't the right time for her. Tafoya and Fletcher. I don't think Fletcher's going to run. I think he'd be very interesting. We haven't mentioned Chris Mattel. Maybe we should try to get Mattel on tomorrow.
Sure.
And see what this does for his interest. Michelle, I reached out to 2 months ago, said, you want to talk on air about this? Not the time. I get the sense that because it's this late, that she's not going to run, that she likes her new media gig. But that's just my gut. I don't know that 100%. Not excited at all, but he will win. Jensen stands no chance. Republicans need better candidates. Let's see. I voted for Walz both times. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I might vote for him again, but reluctantly, I wish he were not running and wish Steve Simon and somebody else was a DFL candidate. There's going to be plenty of this out there. There's going to be, whether it's Hauser's poll, the Tribune poll, in a couple months, just reaffirming where Democrats are, saying again, we like him, but we wish he is was not running. People are so ill-informed, uneducated in this area, plain just don't care. I'm really liking Kristen Robbins, already familiar with the government and the fraud committee. I'm excited for change. Yeah, maybe this motivates Republicans even more. Let's see. Voted for Walz twice, but he comes with too much baggage. Let's get Dean Phillips for governor. Wonder who's the staff poll on Walz run again. I'm an independent, voted for Walz twice, but definitely not three. Again, more text. Voted for Tim twice. Not happy with the fraud and how he received zero benefit from the record surplus. Begging ours to give me a candidate I can vote for. Yeah. Do it. Find someone who's still a Republican. Be insulting. Just say, okay, yeah, just vote for somebody who's more Democrat. But someone who, by the way, is closer to Tim Pawlenty now. Or how about this? Closer to Tim Pawlenty when he was governor twice. Because that person could not get the endorsement. Maybe could win the primary. Maybe could win the election. But the endorsement? No. Adam Carter, will he run? I mean, he's already cooked the books.
Mm-hmm.
When he moderated a debate with his best friend in South St. Paul, who's now apparently mayor for life, Jimmy Francis.
The nice gig.
Nice gig. Pays $500,000. Carter, that's his best pal, moderated the debate. Said, Jimmy, why do you love dogs and cats and children so much? And then to the other person, how long have you hated America?
Yeah.
That was a sample of the question.
What makes you so good, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Not just pretty good.
Yeah.
But really.
Amazing.
Good. Yeah.
And the other person, how long have you hated your family? Yeah. So he's already in politics. What do you got for Ask? Let's go. Ask Adam anything. 651-461-9226. Little Aquarius. Yeah. It's going to be 90 today. I love it. Let's see, by the way, this guy, Mr. September. I bet he doesn't like September today, does he? This is too hot.
It's not fall weather, right?
It's too hot.
We're well past the fall classic at this point.
It's summer, so we like it. So what do you think of your September month today when it's almost 90?
Too hot.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. I love September. As long as it's the right weather for this guy. Exactly. Summer. He's declared it now summer again. We have 17 seasons with Adam. Aquarius, you know how they can help you? Get that furnace tune-up. Do you really want the furnace on today? Hell no. But in a month or two, you're going to want that furnace to work. And guess what? They're not going to be offering you a $29 furnace tune-up. Even this guy, Adam Carter, should reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com. He probably, at the mansion in Rosemount, I'm thinking they have, what do you say, Dave? Five furnaces?
Yes.
Six furnaces?
Yes, one for each level, I think.
He has a 32,000-square-foot home in Rosemount. Congratulations.
We call it the data center.
They also, at Aquarius, still have the Connecticut drinking water system, the water softener, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since 93. They're great people. Aquarius. Track them down today.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Redford has passed in his sleep at the age of 89. Both of us are more Newman guys than Redford. And when we've talked about Redford before, your comment was overrated.
Did I say that about yes. Robert Redford?
Yes, you did. Do you want to say
wow,
it today?
You've got like are you Mary Lou Henner? Photographic memory. You remember every single thing I've said.
I jot them down. Yeah. I got okay. Voluminous notes.
I mean, that's great because I don't remember what I said yesterday. So
yeah.
I believe you more than I believe
yeah.
me.
Okay. You still want to say Bob Redford, overrated.
I'm trying to make a defense of that, like just in the acting category.
Well, not looks.
Oh, God, no. Or his influence on, you know, indie films and yeah. Sundance.
Environment.
Absolutely.
Huge in the environment.
But I'll still say slightly elevated in the acting department. There were better actors, I'll say that.
What a timid comment. I mean, is that what we're getting for Ask Adam Anything? There we go. Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, better actor.
Better actor.
Meryl Streep. Better actress. We'll get to the when you think of if you have to pick one Robert Redford movie, one that you're going to watch after Ask Adam Anything. What are you watching?
It's one that I've seen many, many more by far and away more than any other Robert Redford film, or maybe more than a lot of other films I've ever seen. The Natural.
That's your one.
Yeah, because we owned the VHS copy of The Natural when I was a kid, and I watched it. Numerous times.
It's very good. Did you know he went to college on a baseball scholarship?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today and getting ready, so that kind of makes sense. Adam, what is one, like keep the text coming, 651-461-9226, and a phone call, 651-461-9226. Adam, what is one dead retail store that you wish would make a comeback?
Oh, that's a great question. Retail store. St. Paul Book and Stationery.
How come? You miss stationery?
I used to love the stationery store when I was a kid. Like, I did a lot of drawings.
Like doodles?
One here, a little doodle of a guy there.
And I didn't realize you were a doodler.
I'm a doodler.
Are you in Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book?
I'm not. Dear Jeffrey. I don't draw, okay?
Yeah. Not my signature.
Not my signature.
Even though it's identical to a signature.
But there's something, like, as a kid, like, the possibilities of a stationery store. Reams of paper.
Let's just review this.
Reams of paper. Color.
The possibility.
The possibility.
I want to paint this picture.
Blue paper.
You
could paint
a
picture at St. Paul Book and Stationery.
He had him. He had his Nana, who would scare him.
Nana.
Okay. I'll call her Nana, okay? Where was she on the roof scaring you again?
No, she wasn't. Our neighbor. She got our neighbor to climb up on the roof in a devil costume.
Okay. Okay. Then he would dress up in his Packer uniform and play football in the back by himself.
By himself.
And then he would go to the stationery store.
He'd like to doodle.
Drawing all the friends he wish he had.
Yep.
This is all
true.
Building.
Influence, but true.
This is all building to something very frightening. I just want to say I've always believed in you. I've always.
That's, you know what that spells out? Future in the radio career.
Oh, my God. Hey, Adam, if you're losing your hair, should you just let it go or get the toupee?
Let it go.
Let
bald
it go.
Is in. I mean, has bald ever been more in?
No, in fact, who were we watching the day? Female. I think it was on the Emmys. I forget the actress.
Yeah.
Beautiful bald head.
Yeah.
Right? Now, who's the most famous person around now who has a toupee outside of Randy Schaefer? We all know Randy has a toupee. And I knew it when we traveled.
Jason DeRusha.
No, he's got the hair restoration thing.
I know.
You know? Who has, do we have anybody in the toupee in town? We can't, when you see the toupee, the old school, at a Trump event, which Trump event was it, Dave, in the last couple of weeks where we were watching? And oh my God, there was one guy whose toupee was so bad. You just wanted to say, what are we doing here? I mean, what is Donald doing with his hair?
I don't know. But he's had like scalp reduction though, right? I mean, it's...
So
probably he can't go bald because it's probably all scarred up.
Yeah, I guess. The one time in the first term where he played golf and he had the hair slicked back,
yeah,
he looked better.
Yeah.
Go with that look as opposed to the nest. Like he not only...
He's open to, you know, suggestions. You know, I mean, who knows a guy better than him?
He today, I'm watching him out of the White House, and he first threatens an Australian reporter who asked him about the latest New York Times story about how he and Witkoff have combined on this crypto thing. I mean, like, is it worth discussing that the President of the United States the last few months has made about $5, $6 billion on crypto and is also regulating it?
Making deals. The deal maker.
$5, $6 billion. Poof. Good gig. Good gig. And so I'm going to tell the Australian president about you, he says. Then Jonathan Carl asked him questions. This is hate speech. And Jonathan Carl is asking him a question, yeah. And this is hate speech. Well, you know?
It's a dangerous road we're going down with that, by the way.
Frightening. Frightening with Pam Bondi. By the way, the exact opposite of what Charlie Kirk was all about. The exact opposite. He's going and engaging with liberals, including far-left liberals, with some very passionate, adamant debates they had, okay? And Charlie Kirk should not have been murdered. We all agree. It's horrifying. It is a threat. Charlie Kirk talked about the president, President Biden and the death penalty, talked about applauding the person who broke into the Pelosi's house and praising him, a 10-year-old girl, should carry a baby even when she was raped. To a lot of people, those are hateful comments. And he should be allowed to say them. And clearly what the White House, because of the president's all about, just finding leftist comments and worrying about words. If it's just violence, of course. Mm-hmm. No one is a problem. But aren't you concerned about where this might go?
100%.
And again, he's going to challenge the laws over and over and over again. And even when he loses, sometimes doesn't back away because there's numerous examples of that. Okay, let's keep going with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. This guy, a lot of times when he leaves here, goes and clangs and bangs. You know what he should do also? Stretch lap. Adam once bragged about his flexibility in here and kicked his leg up. Oh, I don't know, Dave. It was like a foot off the ground. So look at that. Look at how high that is. He could use some flexibility. You know, it's one thing when you're the linebacker at South St. Paul. It's one thing when you're the catcher at South St. Paul. Now he watches TV for 4 hours with wine in his bed, right? You're not getting a lot of stretching there, right?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Clean enough. This is Stretch Lab, okay? Dozen plus locations, whether it's a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 12-year-old, trained professionalists will help you out. They'll assess you with their technology. They'll talk to you. Sign up at that 50-minute session. Q and I were there last night. Great time at Stretch Lab. We both feel better. We've been going for 6 years. We're not going to stop. StretchLab.com. Tunes tied to Robert Redford movies.
Out of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Very good one. Adam, what was your favorite arcade game as a teenager at your local arcade? Excellent question. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
So I'm of the age where we didn't have to.
Pong?
The arcade shifted from the standalone building to our room, homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Atari, Sega Genesis.
Right.
But thinking back upon it now, I always liked the games where you'd get in the seat, like it was a helicopter flying game or a race car driving game. So probably one of those.
I like those games, too. I never was much of a video games player and Griff, child number two, so into it. And I wanted to be more into it because he was, but it just didn't click as much. Yeah. Did the girls much into video games?
Not really. Like the Minecraft and Roblox, those kind of games.
Yep. Adam, among the texts, what rock is actually edible? And big geology is just lying to us. And what do you think it tastes like? Thank you so much for that question.
Big rock. I'm thinking smaller rocks. Probably good for you. Cleanse you out.
Why don't you try that one?
Yeah.
T. Grant. Get Adam.
SwallowTheRock.com?
Yes.
Adam Carter for SwallowTheRock.com.
That could be problematic if that's the website, okay? Okay. Not sure I would have picked that one. Dave had a story today where a sign of a bigger brain is well-defined calves. You once watched me come down the stairs.
It wasn't about the calves.
And you admired my tremendous calves.
It wasn't the calf musculature, I can assure you of that.
Now he's backpedaling.
Slender, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Look at he's trying to flex his own calves. Are you flexing yet? I mean, come on. Keep trying.
Definition there.
Going straight to the gym for calf raises for an hour.
Adam, do you think it's time to measure J.J. McCarthy's hands?
Yes. Was it Dante who had small hands?
Yes, yes. And also, the idea that the Vikings are making up the injury.
Shadow benching.
So he doesn't play is among the dumbest conspiracy theories ever, because you know what he needs to do to play better? Play more. I mean, he doesn't need to sit and watch more. He did that all last year. And maybe play more than one series in preseason.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, the scrimmage against the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Wasn't the thing. So this idea that they're sitting him out because they're trying to hide him is utter nonsense. But you be you. Last one, a serious one. Adam, is the DFL making a mistake with Walls similar to what the DNC did with Joe Biden?
I thought the same thing. And again, I think just about, it's no secret. It's all depends on who's running against.
Yeah.
I think they're playing the bet that the Republican Party will, again, nominate someone who they believe will have views that are just too extreme for the voters they think they can continue to win the suburban voters.
I don't think, though, let's go 58-35 here. I don't think Walls, though, went to the DNC or, you know, the DFL here in the state and said, I'll leave it up to you. He just decided he was going to run, right? And he looks at easy wins against Johnson and Jensen and says, who can beat me? Even though clearly he's more vulnerable for all the reasons we discussed, among the names rumored is Stauber, the one, if he doesn't completely abandon, obviously he's not going to abandon Trump, but he runs more how he ran initially. Does Stauber have a better chance? How about, or is it Lisa Damon?
Oh, that's my pick is Lisa Damon.
Yeah, I think you're right. She might say, hey, I'm still fairly early to this position, leadership position. I don't think she should. I think people learn there's a window of opportunity. Grab it. Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie didn't. 1-12, he probably was the favorite. And then look what happened to him later. Take the chance. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Adam Carter back with Jordana tomorrow with Winging It Wednesday here on CCO.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.